So we're going west on an east-west trajectory, and suddenly we come into a break where there's another axis, and we have a north-south relationship between six 3.5-ton expanded works, you could say boteros in cubist form, and a totemic modernist version of the body in which the Kantian projections of subjective space in front, behind, left, right, up, down are made into architectonic cantilevered projections that go out in all three axes. And this is a fantastic, this is a 7-ton work that is not fixed to the floor, that's self-regulating, could kill, but that's why we have people like this dressed in black standing nearby.
So it just balances itself.
Yeah. So its centre of gravity has to be completely central.
And how did
there's a certain elegance to it that I think belies its weight and massiveness.
How long did it take you to work out the balancing? I mean, is
well, you
it
could
really
say,
what it
you could say
like?
Years, or you could say no time at all. I mean, we derived this language so that it it's a very delicate structure, but made out of this block here weighs just under 2 tons. These were brought in 14 pieces bolted together and assembled. And it's basically using that idea of the column. A column is usually discs of stone. If we think of Hadrian's addition to the Pantheon, it's kind of these fantastic monolithic things that basically support a pediment. Here it's supporting, it's self-supporting. And we've clamped all of these extreme cantilevers by their subsequent layer. So every one of the cantilevers goes right through the body form. I don't know if you can read it, but it's a body that is turning 90 degrees. And basically we have a knee extension, a thigh extension, a stomach chest extension, a shoulder extension, and a head extension that takes the body, the XYZ axes into the totality of the space.